You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jamie. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I had called earlier for a tow over an hour ago. The driver called me and told me he was at the location, and then the address that he gave me, you guys faxed over the wrong address. It was 1520 Cornell, and they sent 152. So
okay,
he left,
name?
And he told me, Nikesha Ballard.
For a 91 Chevy Caprice?
No, 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 no.
What's the
it's
phone number
a,
that you gave whenever you called in?
832, 346-773-9629. I gave them my cell phone.
Okay, give me just a second.
Yeah, because he texted me. I mean, he called me and was like, well, I waited 15 minutes and I have to leave. I'm like, where are you at? And he was like, I'm at the address, but I don't see the car. And I was like, what address are you at? And he was like, 152 Cornell. I said, no, it's 1520. So I called the dispatch back, and she said that that's what you guys faxed over was the 152. I said the lady read it back to me. When she did it, it was 1520. She was like, yeah, I could send them the fax that they sent over. They left the zero off. So she said you guys would have to, I would have to call you guys back to redo it.
Okay, give me just a second. So I'm gonna place you on a brief hold. Just bear with me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to get you over to customer service, and you'll have to speak with them. The only option that I have is for you to pay out of pocket for another service because you're covered for one service every 72 hours.
Okay, but that's not my mistake that you guys gave them the wrong address.
Okay, so I'll get you over to customer service and let you speak with them about that.
This shit's going to piss me off.
You have a great day, and thank you for calling.